Okay, cool. So, hey, we're here today with Dennis. He's from the Bristol Animal Rights Collective. Hey.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Wicked. So, just to start off, Bark, we've talked with Bark a couple times on Radio Cabale, but just for folks who don't know, Bark is a super active, amazing collective based out of Cabale, and Bark is organized against Noah's Ark Zoo, promotes veganism with fantastic chocolate tasting evenings, all kinds of stuff. Has raised awareness about the badger call, done stalls in the centre, and much more as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So we're going to talk a bit more about the badger call today, because that's sort of coming up and happening at the minute. And so there's been a lot of controversy relating to the badger call. The government and some farmers say it's necessary because from 2010 to 2011, 25,000 cattle were slaughtered, and the government paid out £91 million in compensation to farmers who'd lost cattle. And the reason this happened is because badgers are alleged to spread bovine tuberculosis. So can you tell us a bit more about the background and why the badger calls come about?
Well, I think the first thing that's really important to mention is that there has been a badger call, a pilot in the past, which scientifically was proved to have failed and didn't actually decrease the spread of bovine TB. And what we believe, and a lot of the sort of animal rights / welfare community sort of believes, is that the spread of bovine TB is actually increased by the farming practices of the dairy industry, so poor conditions, unsanitary conditions, which help spread it. And obviously the badgers are being used as a scapegoat because it's a more cost-effective measure of reducing the spread of the disease rather than looking into the actual practices and creating a more safer environment or a more clean environment for the cattle. So there's large farming lobbies, for example, the NFU, the National Farmers Union, and DEFRA, which are sort of pushing for this coal. And I think that's largely what it's to do with. It's, at the end of the day, it's the baseline capitalism and the profit margin, trying to increase the profit margin by creating the most cost-effective means of reducing that. So I think there has been scientific proof to say that it doesn't work, and we're seeing it happen again now because basically the farmers don't want to look at the facts and don't want to look at the problems they're causing.
Mm-hmm. So sort of changing practices, really, and sort of improving the treatment of animals, if not, you know, ideally, I guess, according to Bark, like stopping eating meat altogether would also be great. But in the meantime, improving animal conditions and things.
Yeah, ideally, Bark's end game is the complete stop of animal exploitation, and that would include dairy farming and the consumption of meat. But the fact of the matter is that the farming industry works sort of like most capitalist businesses, that it wants the maximum amount of profit for the minimum amount of input. So if that means that treating the animals in a poor condition because they have to pay less and then they can sell the meat for more, then that works best for them. But if they have to suddenly improve the conditions and spend more money, then suddenly they're losing out because their profit margin is enlarged. But if they can cull the badgers, and that somehow makes them feel better and makes them feel like bovine TB isn't going to spread as much, then that, obviously that's beneficial for them, because farmers are just another capitalist business at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess we often see with animals they get pumped full of antibiotics and things as well, so that it decreases their chances of getting diseases while they're being basically farmed for people's consumption later. Mm. Yeah, it's a bit icky. And so the badger call would lead to 130,000 badgers being killed. And sort of all kinds of celebrities and some scientists have come out against it. And I was just wondering if you could talk a bit about some of the shortfalls of the government's scientific shortfalls of the government's policy.
Well, as I said earlier, there's already been a scientific study which proves that the badger call failed, and it won't help prevent the spread of bovine TB. A large part of what the NFU and DEFRA and all these organisations which are pushing for the badger cull are claiming that they want to cull up to at least 70% of the badger population, which actually goes against the Berne Convention, which makes it illegal to cull badgers up to 70%, because that will lead to possible extinction. So what we're looking at is not just the wholesale slaughter of badgers in large numbers, but the possible extinction in some areas of badger populations. So obviously, Bristol Animal Rights Collective, we're vehemently opposed to this because we like to protect all animals.
No, because one thing I found interesting was David Attenborough, who's one of the celebrities who's come out against the badger cull. I just want to get this in there because I think it's a bit funny. He's had lots of concerns about population controls and population expansion, yet he's come out against the badger cull. So I found that quite funny because he's sort of really anti. He's sort of for human population controls, but anti-population controls for the badgers, which I was just like, he's not making some important connections, I guess.
Mm. I think that's sort of a problem in the wider sort of animal welfare, even sometimes in the rights movement, is this sort of single issue vision where people like to see animals as more important than humans. And I think that's part of what Bristol Animal Rights Collective likes to promote, is that it's all part of a wider web of oppression which all link into each other. And we like to believe, I mean, me personally, maybe I can't speak for the wider group, that mm-hmm. these all are connected and we need to combat them all at the same time, and we can't just focus on animals. Even though we are a group that focuses on the exploitation mm-hmm. of animals, we see that it's all linked. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, at the end of the day, I'd probably say David Attenborough is probably not a vegan, probably doesn't, is a welfarist, and probably doesn't care about the liberation of animals. And mm-hmm. I think he might be a Tory.
Well, those are some harsh words. Indeed, yeah, exactly. So he's, maybe not the badger's best friend necessarily, or our best friend in the end. Definitely not. And so it's the badger cull's also been challenged sort of on a policy basis, and I was sort of a bit interested when I was reading up about this a little bit. I don't know if you know, but if this is something you follow, because for various reasons, I'm sure. And so the badger cull was it was okayed by the UK High Court, but there's concerns, as you mentioned, that it would go against the Berne Convention, which is European legislation, the conservation laws, as you mentioned. And so the cull is set to commence quite soon, but the Berne Standing Committee is set to meet in November, although they have a bureau that's going to meet in a few months. So there's potential that this that people who are basically that the Standing Committee of this convention would find fault with what's going on here with relation to the badger cull, but unfortunately the badger cull is set to start before this committee meets. So do you know, do you have any comments on that, or any idea of how that's played out in the past, or how it might play out in the future? It's a bit of a complicated question.
One positive thing, I mean, the Badger Trust, which is sort of like a mm-hmm. Welfarist sort of organisation, has gone in for an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry. The Badger Trust, which is sort of a welfarist organisation, is putting appeal in tomorrow, mm-hmm. so that's September the 11th, to the High Courts against the Badger Cull, because there was a decision in July by the High Court, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. to say that the cull was legal and could go ahead, but the Badger Trust has appealed this, and they'll be in court tomorrow mm-hmm. to again fight for the cull to be stopped. This decision could take a couple of weeks mm-hmm. to go ahead. And one positive thing, I was reading Farmers Weekly today, which is a great source of information for everything related to the badger cull, even if they aren't mm-hmm. completely, well, not at all onside. I don't know what I'm saying, completely onside, but the enemies, it's nice to read the enemy's mm-hmm. words sometimes. But an article that was posted quite recently states that because of the legal appeal and other sort of complications, that the badger cull might actually be pushed back until next year now. They're talking about how Natural England, which is the company which is responsible for handing out the licenses mm-hmm. to the sharpshooters who will be killing badgers, are behind, basically they're not doing their job properly, and there may be a case that it gets pushed back to early 2013 when it was supposed mm-hmm. to take place within the next couple of weeks. So we are looking at positive steps that could postpone and potentially halt the badger cull altogether.
That's good news then, really, for the badgers and things, definitely. Wow, okay, so that's good. So there's hope still, and so we can wait to see how this all plays out and things. And it sounds like lots of different groups have come on side as well, like working together, because I saw on BARC's website that the Hunt Saboteurs are sort of also trying to raise awareness about this, and so it's really sort of been a big mobilisation of people against the badger cull, which sounds quite good, even though unfortunately it hasn't totally been stopped just yet, but it does sound like there's definitely slowing, there's some major problems and hurdles before it can actually go ahead anyways.
Yeah, I think there's definite hope to completely halt the badger cull before it even starts. I mean, one of the things that we've been working closely with CBAG, which is the Coalition of Badger Action Groups,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things they've been pushing for is to contact the farmers in the area where the coal's happening, mm-hmm. because one of the thing, the prerequisites for the coal to go ahead is that at least like 70% of the land or some figure so close to that mm-hmm. Has to be, the farmers in that area have to agree to have the coal happen on their land. So if a certain amount of farmers drop out of the coal, then the coal will be cancelled altogether. So the dairy farmers are obviously the people who are largely in favour of the coal, and they're the people who are hardest to sort of convince not to have the coal on their land. But there's also the arable farmers who, say, have large fields of crop, and they actually own more land than the dairy farmers. So we've been working on, like, contacting them and telling them about the downsides of the coal, and basically they're being forced to pay by DEFRA for the coal to happen on their land, even though they aren't dairy farmers, it doesn't necessarily affect them. So, like, we're trying to aim to get the arable farmers to drop the coal on their land, which could potentially halt the coal altogether. And as you said, the Hunt Sabotage Association has actively encouraged its supporters to go out and sabotage the coal, which has happened in the past before and has been very effective and made the coal a lot more expensive, like when they were using cage trapping. So we're hoping that we're hoping that the coal doesn't go ahead, but if it does, we know there'll be a large amount of support, both from people on the streets and people out in the fields who will be actively opposing it.
Great, good stuff. And is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
Just that if people want to find out more information about the badger coal, they should check out Badger Killers, which is badger-killers.co.uk, and that's the website for CBAG, which is the Coalition of Badger Action Group. They'll be posting information about the badger coal and how to oppose it. Also, Bristol Animal Rights Collective will be opposing it in whatever way we can. You can visit our website, bristolanimalrights.org.uk, and we meet every fortnight at Cabelli on a Wednesday. You can see when that is on the website, or you can email us at bark@hotmail.co.uk.
Wicked. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.